From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's official, the heat is upon us. And for a lot of people, that makes heading to cool, refreshing snow melt. There are plenty of lakes, rivers, and other watering holes to beat that heat. But they can also be dangerous. And unfortunately, every year there are drownings. We're going to check in on conditions at one of our most beautiful rivers. The South Yuba River in Nevada County is a wild and scenic river that is home to pristine watering holes, but also it's easy to underestimate the conditions. Joining us now is Aaron Zettler-Mann, the executive director of the South Yuba River Citizens League, also called CIRCLE, to discuss river dangers and what makes this year different from most years, as well as some tips for visitors this summer. Good afternoon, Aaron.
Thank you very much for having me, Vicki.
Well, let's start off with CIRCLE, its history and its mission for the South Yuba River.
Yeah, CIRCLE is just over 40 years old, and it started with a dedicated group of people up here in Nevada County that were really interested in stopping the construction of proposed dams on the South Yuba River, which would have drowned the gorgeous stretch of river that we all know and love today. They were, of course, successful, and now we have the state wild and scenic river corridor, about 40 miles, that we enjoy. Since then, we've expanded a lot, and we do a tremendous amount of restoration work. We have a wild and scenic film festival, education, and a lot of community advocacy and engagement.
Yeah, those 40 miles are gorgeous. There are wonderful hiking trails, and of course, you can dip in and cool off, which a lot of people do in the summer. For someone who hasn't been to the South Yuba River yet, what do you love about it?
You know, I really enjoy the river year round. I'm a big whitewater paddler, and so when the water is high and not great for swimming or, you know, picnics, that kind of thing, it's great for whitewater paddling, rafting, and kayaking. It's really lovely in the fall and winter for the trails for running and just kind of getting out. The wildflowers in the spring are gorgeous. And of course, in the summer, the swimming can't be beat. Big granite boulders, clear water, warm water, and everything that makes a swimming hole perfect.
We are in the thick of a heat wave right now across the Sacramento Valley. What are river conditions right now at the South Yuba?
River conditions are high. This is pretty typical for spring. The snow melts and the water swells and river levels increase. And we expect things to continue to get higher into the weekend. The hotter temperatures means more snow melting faster. So right now, the river is running at about 1,600 cubic feet per second. And as we move into this hot weekend, it could be 3,000 or even 4,000 cubic feet per second. So a lot of water coming down going into the weekend.
Is that a safe environment or safe conditions to jump in and swim around?
No, we are still early, well before the sort of safe swimming season. You know, it's a natural river, it's a natural environment, and so it's never truly safe. There's no lifeguards, rocks are slippery, that kind of thing. But, you know, even myself as somebody who kayaks and is a very strong swimmer, spends a lot of time in the river, I'm not really thinking about bringing my dog out or, you know, a snack or going swimming until the river is down closer to about 300 cubic feet per second or even lower. So it's hot. I can appreciate it. I'm going to be looking for shade and cool water to swim in this weekend as well. But the South Yuba just isn't it yet.
Yeah. I also follow CIRCLE on social media, and I've been seeing a lot of PSAs that you've been doing. What is the main message that you want to get across?
You know, the big message this year is stay out, stay alive, and then also stay aware. We had a pretty good snowpack this year, so we are getting a lot of runoff. It's going to continue to be too high to swim for quite a few weeks, if not a month. But this year is a little unique in compared to previous years in that some of the power infrastructure on dams upstream and some of the water diversions that usually help kind of trap that water and divert it into other watersheds for different uses, some of that infrastructure has been damaged. And so the water level is going to be staying high longer than it usually does because we aren't able to capture it in the reservoirs. And the other big thing that's different is that we're seeing what's called a diurnal. So in the during the day, the snow melts, it gets hot, that water runs downstream. And it really takes a little bit of time for the water to get from up in the Sierra Nevada down into the river where we're all swimming. And so what that means is that even when it is a little less risky, the water's a little warm, that 300 cubic feet per second, it's very likely that folks might get to the river in the morning. The water is low. They wade across to their favorite beach, find a rock to hang out on. But during the day, because it takes time for that water to move downstream, it's going to come back up and you might not be able to get back across to your vehicle. We've already had a couple of incidents of people needing to get rescued this year.
Yeah, and that is obviously something to avoid. I mean, what I'm hearing from you is there's just a lot of circumstances this summer that is challenging when people can actually get in and enjoy the South Yuba River. Do you have an idea of when you think it might be safe, like later into the summer?
You know, it's really hard to know. It's a pretty natural system, and a lot of it is going to depend on how quickly it warms up and how hot it stays. You know, it's warming up. We're in a heat wave now. If that kind of slows down, it could be, you know, and it cools off next week, that might extend that period where it's really high. I think checking the Circle website, yubariver.org, the Nevada County website, there are a lot of resources that you can use to kind of get a sense for what the river's doing and how kind of the search and rescue community circle and the people up here are kind of feeling about access to the river.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to get in the river to enjoy the South Yuba River. A lot of people go hiking, as you mentioned. I have taken that drive on Highway 49 when you get to Hoyts Crossing, the old 49 bridge. That parking lot is pretty small. What advice do you have for visitors if they're going to be making that trip out? And I don't even think there's cell service. At least there wasn't the last time I've been out there. What advice do you have for visitors?
Yeah, thanks, Vizzy. You know, one of the big pieces of advice that I would give folks that are coming up again once the river levels drop is to, you know, think about your favorite swimming hole, think about your favorite spot, and then come up with a second or third option. The parking fills up really quick at all of the crossings, at all of the popular swimming holes, and it is limited. And really one of the big things that we're concerned about is that if there is an incident, if, you know, we need emergency services for one reason or another, those fire trucks, those ambulances, CHP, sheriff, those vehicles need to be able to get there. And if people aren't sort of paying attention to where they're parking and making sure there's good access for big trucks, it can mean further delays in getting into those places and helping the people that that need help. And so, you know, by kind of figuring out where you're going to go, but then kind of coming up with other options so that if you get there and the parking is full, you don't feel like your day is ruined. You've already sort of planned for those kinds of contingencies as well. You know, and then keep an eye out. Circle has river ambassadors that are out every weekend, great sources of information for swimming holes. We've got, you know, sunblock, river maps, all kinds of information that you can get as well.
Finally, when it comes to visitor etiquette, spending time outdoors, you know, summer after summer, or even just throughout the year, what are some of the things that you wish people, they know they shouldn't do, but they do anyways? And if you could, just to get that message out.
Yeah, some of the big reminders that I'd love to share with everybody, of course, pack it in, pack it out, bring out all of the trash, all of the recycling that you bring in, especially the small stuff. I would encourage you, I know when I'm out with friends, it's not just pack out what you brought in, but pick up two or three other pieces of trash. That's a really big one. Parking, especially picking up after your pets. If you're bringing your dogs, they love the river as much as we do, but please bring bags, pick up after your pets. And then we're moving into the no fire season. And so any kind of campfire, small fire, barbecue, those kinds of things, you know, we live here. It's steep terrain. If you've been here, it's steep. It's hard to access. And it only is going to take one spark for the River Canyon and all of the communities up here to be really threatened by fire. And so being really, really intentional and smart about not using fire in any way down at the river.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Vicki.
Aaron Zettlerman is the executive director of the South Yuba River Citizens League, also known as Circle. They're located in Nevada County, and they're discussing river dangers, what makes this year different than most years, as well as tips for visitors this summer. Up next, the Lake Tahoe Basin is a prime habitat for black bears, which are increasingly interacting with humans. Last week, that led to a deadly encounter after a resident shot and killed a young bear. We'll learn how people can minimize these dangerous situations. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.